Today's daf is Nida Lamed Zayin. We're going to start at the fifth line on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph by Rava. Okay, Rava asked the following question. We're going to deal with it for a little while. I made a sheet to organize. It'll help you for today. One of those confusing pages. Koshi mau shetistor beziva. What did we say yesterday? And I put this at the top of the sheet. If you're having contractions and you bleed before you have the birth and you start having contractions and there's blood. So it depends what your status is at the time, what days you're up to. If you're up to nida days, which is likely what you're up to, then we're going to consider that blood dam nida. But if you're in your zava days, we said that blood is actually tehora. Okay, it's not problematic blood because it's blood associated with leida. In other words, meaning you're tmeah because you have bleeding, but you're not a zava. Right? What's the relevance whether you're a zava or not? Presumably, you're right near the end of pregnancy. You're not going to have sheva nikiim. You're going to have to count your sheva nikiim afterwards. So you're only going to have to do that if the blood doesn't come, right? We have with contractions. In other words, if it's coming with contractions, then we assume it's associated with leida, and it's not considered zava blood. So notice there's this difference again between the blood if you're in your nida days or in your zava days. If you're in your nida days, it's not super relevant because, again, if the contraction stops, so then you're in nida, basically. You have to wait 7 days. You don't need 7 clean days. And you certainly don't need to wait after pregnancy if you're in nida. Let's say you give birth right away because anyway you're waiting 7 days or 14 days after having the baby. So it's not as relevant. Okay, so Rava asks, here's his question. Koshi mau shetistor beziva. So if there's, let's say you're counting... Let's say you're a zava, gdola, before the contraction started. And then you start counting sheva nikiim. And within that sheva nikiim, you start to bleed with contractions. Now, here's a good question. If the zava, if you start bleeding in your zava days, we just said with contractions, we don't count that as zava blood. It's not problematic. You don't become a zava, even if it continues for 3 days. So if that's the case... Well, maybe that blood won't cancel out one of your clean days, okay? And this leads to a basic question. Do we say, davav hamitame soter v'hai nami mitame ki mei nidahu? Do we say, anything can be soter, can knock out your sheva nikiim as long as it's something that's considered a davar tame? Now, this blood is considered nida blood if it were to happen during your nida days. So the fact that it's not considered zava blood doesn't matter. It still cancels out your sheva nikiim of zava. And therefore we say, right, this is like yemei nida, and therefore it would cancel your sheva nikiim. O dilma, or do we say, davar hagorem soter v'haylav goremhu? Or do we say, no, only something that causes this kind of zava bleeding would knock out your clean days. And this is not considered a davar hagorem. This doesn't cause you to become tameh. Let's put it this way. This blood, if it weren't your nida days and it was just your zava days, which it is your zava days, so right now this blood wouldn't cause you to become a zava. You happen to be a zava already, right? But theoretically, this would never make you a zava. So since it wouldn't make you a zava, therefore, would we say it's not going to knock out your sheva nikiim? It's a good theoretical question because we don't consider it zava blood, right? It's blood that's associated with leida doesn't make you a zava. So if it doesn't make you a zava, then maybe it shouldn't cancel your clean days. So this is Rava's question. Abaye is going to try to answer, and every time Abaye answers, Rava's going to say, oh no, can't really prove it from there, or not every time, but we're going to see. Okay, and we'll see if we finally get to an answer. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, Ones beziva yochiach. I'll give you a good proof to what you're saying. Let's take Ones in a zav. Remember what we said. If a zav, a man has a discharge, and it comes from a zav discharge, and it comes from Ones, some external circumstances, what did we say? It doesn't make you a zav. Remember, there's no din of Ones. We learned from Mibsaro. Comes out of his basal, from him and not from some external circumstance. So Ones Beziva is going to prove the answer to your question. Because what do we know about Ones Beziva? It's eno golem. It doesn't cause the man to become temei. But yet, if he had an Ones discharge during Sheva Nikiim, it would be soter. Okay? It would knock out his Sheva Nikiim. So there you have it. That, in fact, even something that's eno golem would be soter. And this would be like the Zava who sees blood while she's having contractions, which may not cause her to become a Sava, but if theoretically she were a Nida, it would make her a Nida, and therefore we're going to say it is Sotir. So Amarle, Rava doesn't like this answer. He says, Lai, Hainami Gorem Hu? Hainami Gorem Hu. This is Gorem. Okay? The Ones Bizav does cause a man to become a Zav. Now, how could that be? Didn't we say it doesn't? But we did say it does yesterday. What did we say? Remember, there's Zav, Riyah, one Riyah, two Riyah, three Riyah. And so we said some of them did have to do with, right? Ones was relevant. So, Ditnan, how do we know this? Because it says in the Mishnah, this was in Masechet Zavim, Perek Bet Mishnah Bet, Ra'a Riyah Rishonah Bodkinoto. The first Riyah they check, is he Ones or is he not Ones? Because if it is Ones, it's not going to be Matami. Shnia Bodkinoto. Also, for the second Riyah, to say is he going to be a Zav 7 days, a Zav 7 days, we check because it's relevant. But Shlishit Ein Bodkinoto. But the third, in fact, we don't check. So what do you see? The third is what's Machayev Korban. When it comes to Chiyuv Korban, you're going to have to bring it even if the third Riyah was Ba'ones. And therefore, you see that the fact that Ones cancels out Sheven Nikiyim is because there is a relevance to a Zav who's an Ones, because theoretically, if it were day number three, I'm sorry, the third Re'iyah, and it was Ones, it would still make him Chayav Korban. So you see, it's effective, basically. It's not like saying this isn't a Gorem. It is a factor. In other words, Ones B'Zav could create a problem here. So now they say, wait. So Abaye continues to say, though, okay, so from here, So what does this prove? This is Rava's reaction. And Rava's basically saying, according to this, once you say that Ones is a Gorem, then you can't use that to answer my question, in which case I'm left with my question again. Because I was looking for something that's not Gorem, and to see is something that doesn't have any effectiveness, can it still cancel Sheven Nikiyim? And you didn't give me a case like that because Ones really is effective. So comes Abaye and he says, okay, fine. According to Chachamim, you're right. You can't really prove it from here. But if you remember, there was a second opinion there. Uli Rabbi Eliezer da'ama af b'shlishi bodkinoto. But Rabbi Eliezer says even the third Re'iyah we check is it Ones or not. Meaning, again, Ones, if you have Ones b'zav, it's not a, right, it's not going to be a Gorem. It's not going to cause tuma, even for Korban, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which means here's a good proof. You have something that's not Gorem, and yet everybody agrees that if you have some sort of a discharge, even from Ones in the middle of Sheven Nikiyim, it's going to cancel out. So he says, the Rabbi Lezer, Damar, Afish Lishi Bodkinoto, Hachinami, in this case, you would say, according to Rabbi Lezer, Kevan de lo Garim lo Satar. So he says it the opposite. He's saying, he asked it as a question really to Rabbi, and he says, are you trying to say that? Because if you're saying you could look at the question in both ways and you could come to both conclusion, you know, either conclusion, are you trying to say then that since according to Rabbi Eliezer, davar she'eno gorem, right, that Ones is a davar she'eno gorem, are you trying to say that it wouldn't be soter sheven nikiyim? Is that what you're trying to say? So Amar Leh, so Rabbi answers him, Rabbi Eliezer hachinami. He says, yeah, in fact, that's what I think. Okay, so Rava, in order to say, I can't really answer my question from here, what he basically says is, the Rav Eliezer who says that Ones is not a relevant factor, right? Ones is eino gorem. He would basically say that it's likely that Rav Eliezer holds that what? That if you were to see, you were to have this Zav discharge during Sheven Nikiyim, it would not be soter Sheven Nikiyim, okay? Which then leaves open still the possibility that maybe davar she'eino gorem eino soter. Okay, he says, in fact, I would say that that's the case. So Amale, Tashma. Okay, so now we're left with, right, we're still left with, there's no answer to the question, right? Because even according to Rabbi Eliezer, one could say, so in other words, what happened? We started with Chachamim. We couldn't prove it from Chachamim. Okay, because Chachamim do say that Ones is a factor, and that's why Ones cancels it. Right? Again, that's where we're at. Ones, if Ones is not a factor, then we can use it as a proof for our to get an answer to our question. So according to the rabbis, Ones is mitame. It is a factor because it's mechayev korban. So it's that can't prove anything. According to Rabbi Lezer, it could theoretically prove, and then Abaye says, so you're going to try to prove from here that it's not so ter sheva nikim, and Rafa says, yeah, maybe it's really not so ter sheva nikim, in which case, again, we can't really conclude anything. So now comes Abaye's again going to try to answer, okay, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Again, I charted this out to make it a little more organized. Tashma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So now we're going to stick with Rabbi Eliezer. He's going to be a little persistent about Rabbi Eliezer and say, I still think I could prove from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af b'shlishit bodkinoto, b'rivi'it ein bodkinoto. What does it say here? B'shlishit bodkinoto, but b'rivi'it ein bodkinoto. Okay, so, one second. Oh, okay. I have to correct one thing. When Rava said, L'Rabbi Eliezer hachinami, what he's saying is, you could say, one second. No, I did say right, that Onis Beziva doesn't, it maybe doesn't contradict, but we still can't conclude. Okay, so now he says, but Rabbi Eliezer says, Afish l'shi bod kinoto, but b'rivi'it ein bod kinoto. Now, what does it mean, b'rivi'it ein bod kinoto? What's the fourth? Right, there is no fourth. There's three re'iyot in Zav. What would be the fourth re'iyah? Something you would see during Sheva Nikiyim. Okay? So, b'rivi'it ein bod kinoto, meaning we don't check it to see whether it whether it's onus or not. What would that prove? If we don't check it to see if it's onus, that would prove, right? And this, again, Rava tried to say that if you have a re'iyah during Sheva Nikiyim of a Zav, okay, you have an ones re'iya. Rava tried to say that maybe according to Rav Eliezer, that since it's a no golem, it's a no soter, and maybe it's not contradicting Sheva Nikiyim. Maybe it wouldn't mess up your Sheva Nikiyim. So you're a man, you have three re'iyot, right, that weren't me'ones, they were real good re'iyot. You start counting your Sheva Nikiyim, and you have some sort of zav discharge me'ones. You can keep counting your Sheva Nikiyim, right? That's what Rava tried to suggest. That according to Rav Eliezer, that would be the case. That's just a hachinami, you're right. Abaye now proves in this source, you can't say that, because what does it say? We check it on the Revi'i. We don't check it on the Revi'i. Now, if you don't check it on the Revi'i, what does that mean? It means that onus or not onus doesn't make a difference, because to check is to see onus. So, my lav listira, isn't that coming to say it's not going to cancel, right? It's, in other words, the Sheva Nikiyim will be canceled out whether it's onus or whether it's not onus. So what do they say? No, it's not talking about canceling out Sheva Nikiyim. You could still say that it wouldn't cancel Sheva Nikiyim, but litimuye lahayiti pa b'masa. Even if you say it's not going to cancel Sheva Nikiyim, discharge that comes out of a man's body from ones, so according to Rava now, doesn't, right, everyone agrees, it doesn't make you a zav. Rava thinks that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't cancel out your Sheva Nikiyim. And the way he reads the source, because the source seems to seem clear, it would cancel Sheva Nikiyim. He says, no, it's not talking about Sheva Nikiyim and canceling it. It's talking about, and this everyone would agree, that forget the man, we're not talking about this was all about the status of the man. This tipa of Zav that came out, it's mitame bimasa. It itself is tameh. Not that the man is going to be tameh, but a Zav discharge, whether it's me'onis or not, has a certain level of tumah to it. It itself is mitame, right? Just like we said, all the things that come out of a zav, remember any liquids that come out are mitame, his saliva, his urine, likewise, a zav discharge me'onis. And that's what that source is talking about. It has nothing to do with our case, okay? In which case, we're back to Rava saying, we could, right? We can't really answer my question from here because this has nothing to do with it. So Abaye tries one more time, and he says, wait, and here he's going to actually be successful. Remember, this is all only according to Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to have to get back to Chachamim, because we still don't have an answer according to Chachamim. Here comes Abaye, says, Tashma. Okay, so you didn't like that source. It wasn't clear enough, and you tried to explain that source. The topic was, Litimuya Yiti Pavimasa. But I'm going to prove you another source of Braita that says it's explicitly talking about Korban. Le Korban here, we'll see. It's specifically talking about canceling out Sheva Nikiyim. B'shlishit, Rabbi Eliezer omer bodkinoto. Right, we check because, again, what does Rabbi Eliezer say? If it's not onus, it's not going to be you're not going to be chayav a korban. B'rivi'it, ein bodkinoto. Okay, and on the fourth, you don't need to check. Le korban amarti v'lo listira. Okay, what does that mean? That this bedika has nothing to do with canceling Sheva Nikiyim, which means that what? Ones, okay? In other words, we check He's saying basically, we don't need to worry about if it's ones from canceling Sheva Nikiyim, which means Ela l'Rabbi Lezer tifsho t'davar she'eno gorim soter, meaning ones will be soter. Okay, even if you see from ones it's going to be soter Sheva Nikiyim, and that seems very clear from this braita. And therefore, we end up concluding again. Let's go back to Rava's question. He said, if you okay now. What was his question? It was a little bit of a different topic. If the woman is seeing, having labor pains while she sees blood during Sheva Nikiyim of Zava, will that cancel it? Since it's not Goem Ziva, that kind of Re'iyah, so will it cancel Sheva Nikiyim? And according to Rabbi Eliezer, we would say it's just like the case of a man who sees Zav Me'ones, and even though it's not going to ever make him Tameh, and it's not going to have relevance for the Korban, but it will cancel his Sheva Nikiyim. So you see that Davar She'eno Gorem is Soter according to Rabbi Eliezer. So comes Abaye to the conclusion that at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, I have an answer to your question. And Rava has nothing to say right now. Now they're going to say, well, the Rabbanan Mai, but what about Rabbanan? We're still left with, what do they say? Because again, Rabbanan say that that Ones is a relevant factor for Zav, because you're only going to bring a korban. You're not going to bring a korban. One second, let me get it clear. You're going to be chay of korban if the third re'iyah, even if the third re'iyah was ones, which means that you can't say that ones is not goreim. It is goreim, which means ones isn't a factor in this whole question. It doesn't help us. So we need to find a different source that's going to help us. So Tashma, let's find from here. So now we're leaving the category of Ones Machmat, right? Zav who sees Machmat Ones, because according to Chachamim, it is a factor, and we're trying to find something that's not a factor. When there's something that's not Matame, will that cancel your Sheva Nikiyim? Titane Avuah de Rabbi Avin. So the Avuah de Rabbi Avin brought the following Braita. Ma garam lo zovo, what caused his Zava? Okay, now we're talking about when you're in Sheva Nikiyim, and he's counting his Sheva Nikiyim, and he sees something that's Tameh, does it cancel out all his days and he has to start from the beginning, or does it just cancel that day? And he just, let's say, right, we've talked about this before, let's say it was day number 3, where he saw something, so day number 3 doesn't count, but day number 4 is going to just count as day number 3. Okay, or is day number 4 going to be day number 1? Did it kind of erase everything until this point, or did it just erase that one day? So, we say, Rabbi Avin brings the bright that says, Ma garam lo zavo. Well, let's see what caused the mess up here, right? And what caused him to be a Zav? Shiva, right? If a person had a Zav discharge, he's Tameh Shiva Yamin. Lefichach, therefore, if he has a Zav discharge in the middle of Sheva Nikiyim, what will we say? Soter Shiva. In other words, we're going to say, it depends what he saw. If what he saw is something that would have been metame him 7 days, well, then it's going to cancel his 7 days, and he has to start from the beginning. But ma garam lo kiriyo yom echad. But if he sees tuma keri, right, if he has a seminal emission, then what do we say? Well, since keri in itself is only one day, lefichach soter yom echad. Therefore, it would have been metame him only one day, therefore we're just going to erase this one day, and he continues his count from the next day. So now, let's go back to the beginning of this braita. So ma garam lo zobo shiv'a. My Shiva, Ilema Dimitame Shiva. If we're trying to say that Zav is Mitame 7 days, Hai Mazovo Tame Shiva Mibayale. Look at the words. It says Ma Garam Lozovo. That's a very weird phraseology. It should have said Mazovo Tame Shiva, right? Just like it says Ma Kirio Yom Echad, right? Also, actually, in the second part, it says it also. But it should have just said, just like his Zav is 7 days, therefore the Zav discharge in the middle of Sheva Nikiyim should cancel out his 7 days. But instead it uses this weird phraseology of Ma garam lo zavo. So therefore, what do they say? El alav, what must it be? Davar hagorem soter, v'davar she'eno gorem eno soter shma mina. What do they learn from here? Ma garam lo zavo cancels his Sheva Nikiyim. Therefore they're going to say, why did he use the words garam lo? To reference exactly our question. Only something that causes him tuma, which is also logical from the whole argument they're making in this braita, which is if it causes him this type of tuma, then it will cancel out that tuma. But if it doesn't cause him tuma, like ones, then it won't cancel. So what do you see here? Or any, let's say something else, right? So we're gonna, that teaches us about our case, that if it's a no golem, like this contractions. She has contractions in the middle of her zava days, in the middle of her seven clean days of a zava. Since that wouldn't cause her to be a zava, that's not going to cancel her Sheva Nikiyim. So, which is interesting. Theoretically, you could have a case where the woman is bleeding in Sheva Nikiyim, that theoretically, right, this blood that comes from contractions, and we're still going to be able to count it as zava clean days. Okay? And Amar Abaye, and now he's going to basically conclude, Naktinan ein koshi soter beziva. That's exactly what I said, right? If she has contractions and is bleeding, that doesn't knock out her seven clean days, even according to the rabbis. Okay? According to the rabbis. And according to, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to say it does, ime no golem, it is soter. Okay? So we have a, right, but he says what we hold is ein koshi soter beziva like chachamim. Ve'imish kachatana de'omar soter, and if you're going to find someone who does say, in fact, that it's soter, so what is he going to say very simply? Hahu Rabbi Eliezer, that's going to hold like Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, there's a machloke at Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim about whether something that doesn't have any ability to be metame, can it cancel out your Sheva Nikiyim? Rabbi Eliezer says yes. Chachamim say no. So if you find any brayta, Abai says, and so what's Abai saying? I pass him this way, and if you're going to try to complain to me and throw me brayta that say that in fact it does cancel out, well, I'll just tell you that that must be Rabbi Eliezer who authored that brayta, and it's not going to be a problem. Tanya. Okay, now a new thing. Rabbi Morena Somer, Ein Leida Soteret Beziva. It's a similar thing. What it's saying is, when you have Leida, okay, so there's a bit of a debate about how exactly to understand this. Rashi is going to say, if you give birth without bleeding, okay, some people say it's even if you're bleeding, okay? What he says is, when you give birth, let's just assume we go with Rashi, and for some reason you're not bleeding, right, this whole debate, can you have Ptichat HaKever below Dam or not? Right, we talked about this already, that it's a little hard to understand the reality of this, but there's a debate about the reality. Is it theoretically possible that one could give birth without bleeding? If you were to give birth without bleeding, again, like I said, the Ramban and others think actually even if you're bleeding, but we'll stick with Rashi and Tosfot, say you're not bleeding. Ein leidas soteret beziva, which means that this is what we saw yesterday. If you're counting, let's say you're in week number one, you gave birth to a male, and in week number one you didn't bleed at all, even though those are dam leida days, right? They're dam tame days theoretically, right? And you can't be with your husband even if you're not bleeding because you're tame leida. But if you were Yoledet Bezov and you needed to count Sheva Nikiyim, those 7 days could count toward your Sheva Nikiyim. So now, I shouldn't say that yet. One second. Sorry, let me be clear. It doesn't cancel your Sheva Nikiyim. It won't be considered, again, it won't be considered Tumah. Right? So some people say, right, either it's the nature, the fact that these days are Dam Tameh, does that mean it cancels out your Sheva Nikiyim? Let's say you had two Nikiyim before the birth. And now you want to add another 5. So those don't cancel out and make you start from the beginning. Okay? Again, some people say it's even if you see blood, because that blood is dam leida, it has nothing to do with zava. So theoretically, maybe you could even say that. Okay, I don't want to get into too many different ways of reading this sugya, but that's a possibility. So now they say, okay, I understand they don't cancel your Sheva Nikiyim, but now Ibayalihu, they ask, Ma'u shetahale? But could they count theoretically? Let's say you don't bleed. Now you'd have to say you're not bleeding. Could they count as your Sheva Nikiyim? Okay? Now, what would be the problem? Well, the problem is we call these days Dam Tame. So even if you're not bleeding, they're Tame days. So maybe they couldn't be counted towards Sheva Nikiyim, or maybe they can.
It ends up when you could go to the mikvah.
Right, afterwards. In other words, again, if they count as your Sheva Nikiyim, let's say you don't bleed the whole first week, so now you have Sheva Nikiyim. Great. You go to the mikvah on day number 7, you've taken care of your zava stuff, and you've taken care of your leida. If we say they don't count, well, then you're going to have to count your clean days after, okay? So, now theoretically, maybe you could count only 5 days if you had 2 clean days before, according to Rabbi Moranis, who says that leida doesn't cancel out what you have from before. Sabai amar einas soteret veina ola. It doesn't cancel, and it doesn't, right? In other words, according to Rabbi Morenus, who says it's not soteret, it's also, though, doesn't count, okay? He says you can't count those as clean days. Rav Amar eno soteret ve'ola. Not only does it not cancel, but it even could count. So now we're going to have proofs for either side, okay? This is on the second side of the sheet. You can see where we're going. Rav is going to bring 2 proofs. Abai is going to try to knock them out. And Abai is going to bring 2 proofs, and Rav is going to try to knock them out, okay? So, We're going to have a lot of back and forth here. Amar Rava, mina minala, what's my source? Ditanya, ve'achar tital, right? So she counts Sheva Nekim, and then she becomes Tohora. What does the Braita say about this pasuk? Achar, achar lekulam. It means after all of them, which means, shelote chumam mafseket benehem. The Braita says, you can't have any break. Okay, so, iamar bishlama ola. If you say you can count those days, well then, hainu dolam mafseket. Tum'ah. Then you don't have a break. You started 2 days before, let's say, and you continue through the first days after birth, presuming you're not bleeding. But ela iamart eina ola afsik leleida. But if you say they can't count, well, then you have a hefsek. In other words, we learn from that pasuk the seven nikim all have to be in a row. And here, the seven nikim are not in a row because the leida breaks them, according to you, Abai. So therefore, I must be right that they can even count. Otherwise, there would be a hefsek. No, you misunderstood what it meant. It meant shalote tumat zivam afseke benehem. You can't have zava blood that splits them, but you're having leida that splits them. That's not right. That's leida blood. The dam tame. In other words, again, Abai says you start, let's say, 2 days before, and then you have your seven tame days or 14 or whatever they are, and then you start counting shavan akim. You can have 5 days there. Right? Because, what does the Bais say? They're not oleh. The ones in between don't oleh. Why are these viewed as one continuum? Because you don't have zava blood that splits them. You might have leida blood that splits them, but that doesn't bother me because what it meant, you have to have a retzef, without a break, meaning without zava blood in between them. Okay? So he explains it that way, and that's how he resolves it. So Rava says, fine, I'll bring you another proof. I'm a Rava. Mina minala. Where would I get this from? Ditanya. Mizova. Mizovah velomi noga'a. Mizovah velomi leidata. Tutra showed on the word mizovah from her zava. Okay, what does it say? This is when she becomes pure after having her zava. Then she can go to the mikvah and all that. Okay, she counts her sheva nekim and then she becomes toha. What does this mean? What if she's a mitzora? Is she allowed to go to the mikvah for zava? Right, it's interesting. She's still a mitzora, she's tme'ah, but she's not forbidden to her husband if she's a mitzorat. So can she go to the mikvah and be permitted to her husband? So they say, yeah. As long as, because it says, imti arami zovah, she becomes pure from her zav, from the ziva blood, not from anything else. Anything, we don't, it doesn't bother us. Mizovah velomi naga. Mizovah velomi leidata. Also, let's say she's not done with her leida. Okay, she can still go to the mikvah for her zava. Okay, now, so what do you see here? That the leida days can count, because how else would she be going to the mikvah and she still has a problem of leida? Only if she had her clean days counting after the birth. Babai amar lecha tanechada mizovah v'lo minaga v'lo titne v'lo mileidata. He says you have the drasha wrong. It's not mizovah v'lo mileidata. It's just mizovah v'lo minaga. Because really, lo mileidata would contradict the Bai. So he basically says, oh no, my version doesn't have that. Rava says, how could you possibly have only one and not the other? Hai mai iamar bishlama mizovah v'lo mileidata. In other words, why would you need two drashot here? So if you had only mizovah velomi leidata, so I did the itzrich li leida, tane noga'a. Atu leida. Why would we say mitzora and leida? If we just had leida, we'd need to also say mitzora, because if we have leida, then we're going to say also naga'a because of leida. Okay? But ela iamart mizovah velomi naga'a. But if you only had mizovah and you didn't have, if you only had the drasha that you want to say, that it was just mizovah v'lo minag'ah, hai mi b'chiyat harazav mizovo nafka, mizovo v'lo b'maga'o. He says, if you wanted to say, if it didn't have leida, okay, you'll understand the first one wasn't so clear until we see the second option. Then you'll understand what the first option means. If you want to say, Abai, that there was only one drasha here, well, there's no point for that drasha, because that drasha is learned out from another place. If you want to say that it's mizovah, velominagah, we learn that from the Zav already. Now, this topic is the Zava, but he's saying we learn the same thing from the Zav. What does it say? Mibachi yitar azav mizovo. What are they darshan? From his Zav and not from his negat sarat, meaning he can go to the mikveh and get out of Zav even if he's still a leper, right, and has tumat leprosy upon him. So if you wanted to say that here it says mizovah v'lo minigah, that would be totally unnecessary because we already have it from the Zav. Therefore, what he says is it must be the real drasha is v'lo mileida, which proves my point, says Rava. And since they said leida, they added zava, even though you don't really need zava because you could really learn it from the Zav pasuk. Okay, the mizovah lo minogah, because the tzara'at you really can learn from the other case. But if you say it's only tzara'at, well, it makes no sense because you can learn it from the zav. So what's Abaye obviously going to say? You can't learn zav from zavan. That's why you need it here. Abaye chab zav, chab zava. Utsricha, and you need them both. Why? De'ikat avrachmana bezav, mishum delo mitami ba'ones. Aval zavat, to mitami ba'ones emalo. If you say in a zav, you would say that's because the zav is not mitame ba'ones. And therefore, the zav, we could say, can go to the mikveh even if he's a mitzorah, because he's got a more mekil din, because if he sees the zav out of ones, we're not going to make him tame. Aval zava to mitamya bonus, she has a certain chumrah, so therefore, emalo, we would say, since she's mitame even bonus, right, she jumps and sees blood, she's going to be tame. So her din is more chamur, maybe you'd say she can't go to the mikveh if she's still a tzara'at. So, therefore, sricha. So then, well, let's go with the chumra one then. Why don't we say, the pasuk should have just said it by the zav, and no point to say it by the zav, because it would be obvious. No, we're obviously going to say there's a chumra by zav that isn't by zava. Mishum, right? As long as we can say each one has its own chumra, we can say we can't learn one from the other. Mishum delo matamia b'ri'iot kiviyamim. Remember the zava, if she sees three times blood in one day, she's not going to be a zava gadola. Right, she needs to see 3 days in a row, 3 separate days. But aval zav demitame b'riyo kiyamim emalo. But the zav is more chamor because if he sees this, he has this discharge 3 times in one day. He's already going to be tame. So since that is a certain chumor that the zava doesn't have, we can't learn the zav from the zava. And therefore, it's tzricha. That's why you need the pasuk both by the zav and both by the zava. And that's why Abaye says, I could say that the drasha is only referring to tzara'at and not referring to lay down, which case has nothing to do with our issue. Okay, so that was Rava's attempts and Abaye's attempts to reject Rava. Okay, again, what did Rava say? That if you're not bleeding in your dumb tamei days, you can count them as sheva nekiyim. Amar Abaye, so now Abaye says, no, you can't count them as sheva nekiyim, is going to have to say mina amin alau. Where am I going to get it from? Titanya, as it says in the following braita, davta titma, okay, where is this? This is the pasuk, Debrael ben Israel, emor ishaki tazliya v'yaldas, a har woman gives birth to a male, ut v'tam'a shiv'at yamim, and she's a yoledet, right? Ki mei nida davta titma. The yoledet is like a nida. So, what are we going to say here? We're going to say it includes a bunch of things here. Number one, we saw the source before. Lirabot et bo'ala, to say that the one who, a man who sleeps with a woman who's a yoledet is going to be tamei, just like a man who sleeps with a woman who's a nida. Davta titma lirabot et halelot. Remember we said there was a havamina that maybe nida was only during the day and not at night because it says shivat yamim. There they darshan know it includes the nights. Likewise, by the yoledet, it includes the nights. Meaning, right, and this is a crazy thing to think, oh, she's only tamei during the day, but at night she'd be to'ora. Davta titma lerabot et hayoledet. What does this mean, right? Lerabot et hayoledet bezov. To include an additional case, which is the yoledet bezov, meaning, right, this is exactly our case, because the other two weren't relevant yet. This is our case. Shetzricha sheteshev shiva nekiyim. Now, what does it say? She needs sheva nekiyim, yoledet bezov. Now, what's his assumption of this? My love nikiim mileda. It sounds like you need to have sheva nikiim. Nikiim, meaning they can't even be your leida days. You're going to need to wait sheva nikiim after you finish all your dam tame days. So they say, lo midam. No, it just means nikiim midam. And we don't care, right? This is Rava says. No, that doesn't prove anything. The fact that you need sheva nikiim, you could say maybe day number 1 to 7 were all clean. I don't care that they were potentially tummy days. They didn't have blood. They're fine. So the fact that it says here, you need sheva nekiyim doesn't prove anything. So Abaye tries another proof. Amar Abaye, mina minala, detanya, ki mei nidata, kach yimei ledata. Okay, what does this mean? Okay, so right, this phrase sounds very simple. Okay, what does it mean, davta titma? It means just like her nida days, meaning her leida days are just like nida days. So what's the drasha here in the braita? Ma yemeini data ein ruuyin liziva. Just like, now here's an interesting thing. When you're in nida days, you can't possibly be a zava, right? It's what we call davarsha yevsha, okay? So since when you're in nida, you can't be a zava, and ein svirat shiva olemehen, and you can't count them as 7 clean days, right? You can't end up, your nida days can't be counted as 7 clean days, obviously, because right, you wouldn't have them in nida. Af yemei le data, she'ein ruin liziva, so likewise, yemei leidata, which can't You can't start bleeding and call it zava when you're bleeding in leida, right? The only case we're talking about zava and leida together is when you started bleeding before your zava days, before your leida happened, right? But if you're in day number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 after birth and you start bleeding for 3 days, well, we don't all of a sudden say, oh, you have 3 days of blood, you're a zava. Of course, there's no such thing. So that's just like in your nida days, they're not already all of a sudden count them as zava days. And so therefore, ein sfirat shiva olamehem. Therefore, you also, just like by nida, you can't count sheva nikiyim during nida days, you also can't count sheva nikiyim during your leida days. Okay? So he makes this, what we call this is a hekesh. Since these two things are compared in the pasuk, the yoledet, like a nida, we're going to say it's like a nida in this way. So v'rava, how's he going to explain this? Because it seems to say very clearly, you can't count sheva nikiyim in your dam leida days. Hamane Rabbi Eliezeri Damar Mistar Nami Satra. He says, this holds, this source holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Rabbi Eliezer holds against Rabbi Moreinus. This whole thing started with Rabbi Moreinus. Remember, he said, Ein Leida Soteri Beziva, it doesn't cancel, right? He says, Leida is Soter. And that's why if Leida is Soter, you can't count them as Sheva Nikiyim. But he said, that doesn't bother me because that's someone else. We're all, our whole debate is within Rabbi Moreinus. So don't ask me questions from Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, he says that whole source, I can push it aside. It doesn't prove anything because it's according to a different shita. So now they want to go back to the Braita, though, and they have a basic question on the Braita. V'chidanim efshar mishi'i efshar? Didn't we learn that you can't darshan something that's a possibility from something that's not a possibility? What does that mean? Nida, it's impossible for you to count Sheva Nikiyim of Zava in Nida days. There's no such thing. So, you could theoretically count Sheva Nikiyim during Leida days for Zava. That is potentially possible. So you can't learn something that's possible from something that's technically impossible. So, Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami, Rabbi Eliezer Hi Da'amal, Danim Efshar Mishi Efshar. The Braita holds, which is funny because we just said that Rava says it holds like Rava Eliezer about some other Shita. He says you can hold on this other Shita, you could say this Braita holds that you could actually. In other words, not everybody agrees that ain't danim efshar mishi efshar. And Rav Sheshet amar, al korchacha hikishana katuv. He gives a different answer. Theoretically, we generally say ain't danim efshar mishi efshar unless there's a hekesh in the pasuk. Once the pasuk compares them, the pasuk is saying, we're comparing them, whether it's efshar mishi efshar or efshar mishi efshar, it doesn't make a difference. The pasuk's comparing them, therefore you can compare them. Now we're going to have a different version. This version is exactly the same thing. It's just a matter of who said what. Okay, ikad amar amar of achtavoy bar ami amar of sheshet. Rabbi Eliezer hi damar danim efshar mishi efshar, right? The first version had Rav Achtavoy on one side and Rav Sheshet saying the other answer. Here, Rav Achtavoy said it in the name of Rav Sheshet, the first answer. And Rav Papa was the one who said the second answer, who said, Al korchai kishana katuf. Okay, it's the same answers, just who said them. Kashta shlosha yamim, next sugya. There's a woman who's bleeding for 3 days. Remember what we said? If she stops bleeding for 24 hours, then we're going to say that we can count it as zava blood, right? It's separate from the lay down. And this was all, what did we say? It's only if it's shefta mi tsirim. It's if her tsirim stop, her contractions stop, and her blood continues. But now they ask a good question. They say, do they mean only if the contractions stop and the bleeding continues? Or, ibayelu shefta mi zeu mi zeu mahu. What if her contractions stop and her bleeding stops? Now, why would there be a difference here? Because the whole thing was to say, well, since her contraction stopped and the bleeding continued, right, either we look at it as, well, the contraction stopped, that's your proof, the contraction stopped, and therefore it must be dam zava and not dam leida, because look, the contraction stopped. The other option is to say, no, no, no. If the contraction stopped and the blood stops, then what does it actually prove? That the blood came from the contractions, which means maybe we wouldn't call it zava blood, even though she stopped now and she's not giving birth today or tomorrow. But the blood stopped with the contractions. That all the more so proves that the blood was Leida blood and not Zava blood. So there's a debate about how we view this. If Shafta, both from Dam and from contractions, Mahu. So Rav Chista Amar Tmea, Rabbi Chanina Amar Tahora. Rav Chista said she's actually Tmea. Okay, and Rabbi Chanina says Tahora. Now we're going to see their reasons. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Mashal lemelech sheyatza v'chayalotav lefanav. Biyadua shechayalotav shel melechin. Rabbi Chanina says, we're going to say she's Torah at this point because it's like a king who goes out with his chayalim, right? It's clear that they're the chayalim of the king. As soon as, you know, the king disappears, right? The chayalim go with him. In other words, meaning, meaning that the blood goes with, right? The chayalim go with the king. So if the blood stopped, if the chayalim stop and the king stops, they're obviously, right, they're not together. And that's, what does it prove? It proves that the chayalim go with the king, the blood goes with the leida, and it has nothing to do with zava. Rav Chistamar, kol shekein debayi nafesh chayalot tvei. No, if really this had to do with the birth, it wouldn't stop. If the king was really going out to war, he wouldn't go and then come back. So what does it show? The fact that they stopped means they're not connected to labor. The fact that the labor stopped in the middle means that the blood actually had to do with something else. So now we're going to try to bring questions on each shita. So, Tnan. Okay, the first one's against Rav Chista. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Laila v'yom kelele Shabbat v'yomo, sheshavta menatzar v'lo menadam. This is our Mishnah. What does it say? It stopped from the contraction stopped, but not the blood. Sounds like tama d'minatzar v'lo menadam. Ha mizeh umizeh toha. It sounds like if it were from both, right? Because it specifically says this and not that. Sounds like this and not that. So tiyuv to Rav Chista. So amar lecha Rav Chista. What Rav Chista answer? Lo mibay mizeh umizeh ditmea dipaskalu chayalot legamre. Aval minatzar v'lo menadam. Emar ki hechi d'midam lo paska mikoshi nami la paska. V'had tuncha ba'al mehudena kala ka mashmalan. He says no. The reason it gave that case was because that case was a bigger chiddush. Because you might have thought, what? If her contractions stop but her bleeding continues, you might think that she's so sick that she can't even feel her contractions. Maybe she's got other things bothering her. She doesn't even feel them, but really they're still there. So the chiddush is that even if she's still bleeding, if the contractions stop, we already consider the blood wasn't laid to blood. But obviously, if both stop, we're going to obviously consider it laid to blood. So now they're going to say, Tna, now we have a question on Rabbi Chanina. Kashta shlosha yamim betoch achad asar yom. If she starts having contractions during her zava days, and she's bleeding, vishafta me'ed leid, and then she stopped for 24 hours, v'yalda, and then she gives birth, harezo yoled bezov. That's a case where we call yoled bezov. Remember we said any stop of 24 hours will mean she's yoled bezov. So hechidami. What's the case here? Ilema kedikatane. If we say it's like we thought, then lamali shalosh betray bekoshi b'chab b'shofi sage. It could. Why did it have to tell you 3 days and then stop for 24 hours? It could have told you, like we saw before in our Mishnah, that 2 days and 1 day break already. We're going to say it's zava. So obviously three also. Elalav hachi kamar. It must be coming to say kashta shlosha v'shavta mizeh umizeh o shekashta shnayim v'shavta me'et leit harezo yoled bezov. It must be to read like this. There's two cases here. If she had 3 days of pains and then stopped both the bleeding and the contractions, or kashtashnaim, or she was bleeding too and then stopped me'ed le'ed, and then her contractions stopped, those would both be considered yoled bezov, utiyuv to Rabbi Chanina. And this would imply that shavta mizeh umizeh, she's going to be tmea, which goes against Rabbi Chanina. So what do they answer? No. La'olam kedikatani. It really is like we said. So why did it say 3 days? Hakamash malan da'af agav dematchil kishroi bashlishi b'shaptame le'ei tme'a la'fuke mi Rabbi Chanina. We say, no. What it means is it's trying to teach you that if, we saw this case before, if she bleeds and has contractions for 3 days, but only at the beginning of the third day, she ends up with these 3 days of contractions. The beginning of the third day, she has contractions, but then she stops, and then she continues to bleed into the fourth, and she has 24 hours without contractions. In that case, we're going to say that's also yoled bezov. You might have thought once she has a retzif of three, that no, but that's also considered yoled bezov, and that's to distinguish from Rabbi Chanina's opinion. Okay, last line for today. Kamei kishuya. How long are we assuming these pains? How early in the pregnancy can we attribute these pains to Chavlei Leida and say it's not Yoled Bezov if there's no break? Remember with this poor woman, it was 40 or 50 days. So Rabbi Meir said 40 or 50 days if she continually has contractions and bleeding this whole time. We don't call her Yoled Bezov. Hashta Chamishim Makasha Arba'im Mibaya. In other words, once you say 50 days, why would you say 40 days? Samar Chista, lo kasha. Kan lechola, kan lebriya. If she's chola, we're going to say 50. If she's healthy, we're going to say only 40. Okay, he kind of says, you know, remember there was 2 weeks and a month. He says even a healthy woman could theoretically be 40 days. For an unhealthy woman, it would be 50.